Blog Talk Radio.
Quantity and no quality will be discipline.
They call the passage of this bill Armageddon. And the freedom is
coming at you from California. I have Bill on the line from Indiana. Hello, Bill.
Oh, hello, Linda. Beautiful day.
I know. Weather-wise, absolutely.
That's,
oh,
well,
gosh.
That's about the only thing we can talk about that's good.
Oh, I know. And
so
and
much
our,
going on, so and, many sides, so many attacks.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The main point, you know, have you ever seen this? Somebody come out and instigate us against each other, as has been done.
Well, no, this is, in fact, I don't have the, I have it on my Gmail. I think there's, oh God, I can't even remember who put it out, but I've got to go back and find it. I think it was Conservative Videos, and it was the, Glenn Beck played it on his show, and I'm going to try to capture it and get it on my show tomorrow. The guy from Cuba, and he was speaking at a special meeting against gun control, and he explained why he's so adamantly against it. He was fabulous. I don't even know how long the video is, but it's probably less than 4 minutes, and it's amazing, absolutely amazing, astounding what they're doing. You know, and then on the Blaze, I'm reading, when you talk about pitting people against each other, they've got the class warfare, they've got the fake race card, they've got DHS and others in Colorado and these sheriffs going against Christians. I mean, this, they're just out in the open. This is, they're not even playing games anymore. This is frightening. And on Glenn's TV show, I only got to see a little bit of it because my computer wasn't working or his wasn't working. And he was talking about, I think it was at least 5 or 6 years ago, and he was on his one of his radio shows, and I can't remember where he was. Oh, it could have been right out in New York, and before he got Mercury. And he said, you're going to wake up not too long from now. He told us today, he says, I remember saying this. He says, you are not going to recognize your country. And people thought he was crazy for saying it. But look where we are today. It's brightening.
This is nowhere near close to the country I grew up in.
Oh, no. What they have done, in fact, I was thinking about it before we went on the show today. I have a lot to cover tomorrow. So I'm going to do some notes tonight on talking about what's considered the new normal. And just in the last 45 to 50 years that, you know, in my lifetime, the changes I've seen is just, it's horrendous. And when they got this freak in there, it just, you know, they put it on steroids. That's what they've been waiting for. They were waiting for this, you know.
Well, we've talked many times about the three, you know, three things they have to do before they can push their Agenda 21 into total control. And one of them was to destroy our culture. And that was any way means necessary to do that, to gain the objective. We have played nice. The Tea Party's played nice. Independents, libertarians, they've all played nice. But face it, the people you're playing against, they're not playing nice, and they're not going to play nice.
Well, they're going to force us into us being not nice as well. I mean, that's what they want, but, you see it coming.
Well, you and I know a truth, Linda. We fight Agenda 21. We know a truth. We know that in the end, if Agenda 21, if they get everything they want, we know a vast majority of these people that have sided in doing this with the Democrats, they're going to be eliminated. They are not smart enough to actually understand that under Agenda 21, with the depopulation being pushed by Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, and many others.
Oh, I know.
You're talking about a population worldwide of 1 billion.
Period.
Period. That's worldwide.
I know.
These people, along with the illegals, well, now, yeah, if you want to be a slave, but I don't think illegals want to be slaves.
Well, no, they tried to escape that because
they don't want to be slaves. And at some point, somebody's going to wake up amongst them and say, wait a minute, we're being used. They're getting ready to screw up. As soon as they get done screwing over these people, the American people, they're going to screw us over too.
Oh, sure. I mean, look.
They're only being used as pawns.
Well, look, you've got both sides. When you talk about Democrats, I mean, I agree with you. They've been usurped a long time ago. But you've got to look at the graham crackers and that idiotic, John McShane McFascist. I cannot believe that. Why is that man still allowed to talk in front of a microphone? I don't understand it.
Well, Linda, I was asking that in 2006 when I was fighting against George Bush and amnesty then.
Uh-huh.
And John McCain was one of the biggest promoters. Thank the Lord for Jeff Sessions, because he was one of the ones who put it and kept it into place.
Oh, yeah.
The American people, how many times have the American people rejected it, and they do not understand? They keep trying to bring it at us and force it at us.
Well, they're forcing everything else, too. Look what they're trying to do with the gun control. I was hearing horrific things about the gun control measures and how people are going to cave. And, with Harry Reid is a complete schmendrick. And if that House of Representatives, because I think this is all starting in the Senate, if the House of Representatives doesn't make that thing dead on arrival, I swear, I don't know what we're going to do. But wait till you see tomorrow on my show. I'm going to go in and read these proposed bills in California and Sacramento, what they're trying to do to us. They might as well just come door to door, because that's what their end game is, and they're doing it right now in California. I think there's only one or two decent things going on in California: the weather and the fact that they signed the nullification of the NDAA in California. Finally, that's the only decent thing they've done. But yeah, it's terrifying. Wait till you hear this. You're just gonna you'll be screaming, because I mean, I've been putting stuff on blogs about all this stuff going on here with Agenda 21 and the gun control and you know, the mass exodus out of California. And I tell these people, you guys have no idea what's coming. Wait till you see how many people leave. There's, you know, they pull this stuff and try to make me get insurance for my guns, or tell me I can't have semi-automatic anything. Yeah, right. Or that I have to register again. No. I will leave.
But Linda, there is one thing that remains in common amongst the elected on any state and any party. they're greedy.
Exactly. They all are. The whole thing is corrupt.
Every one of them will sell you out.
Oh,
for
sure.
For themselves and their self-promotion.
We have right
we
now.
Have an, we have a political system within this nation between the two parties now that is worse than John Gotti.
I agree with you. It's not a two-party system. I don't see it that way. There's actually three or four factions inside the Republican Party right now. There's the Libertarians. There's the Tea Party guys. There's the, you know, the Rhinos and the establishment. I mean, there's just...
Even within the Democratic Party, there's a split.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of glad
that's
happened.
And the sad thing is there, a lot of these new policies and things that people hear, and even many amongst that party are looking up and saying, these people are nuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, Rod was typing it in. I got to type in for him. I think it was here in California. He was sending it to me, and I got it from either The Blaze or some WND or something. Could have been Conservative Bite or one of those, talking about child sex abuse, you know, being somebody's born that way. I mean, the whole thing is just with the gay marriage and the rest of it, redefining the sexual orientation. It is just disgusting. And you talk about...
But if you wanted to depopulate the world, you would push that. And then you create, what, clone kids, whatever you want to call them, test tube babies?
Oh, they call them GM babies. I don't know what that means, but I know that, well, actually what it is they're trying to...
genetically modified?
Yeah, exactly. And what they're trying to do is perfect the race, just like Hitler. I mean, look.
Perfect
we know
the race.
What, yeah. Isn't that special? I mean...
Did anyone ever think that the perfection came by the races standing together?
Well, look.
It's like pieces to a puzzle. It's not complete without the other.
Right. Well,
you can go back to ancient Peru 6,500 years ago, or it might be 65,000. That's quite a while back. It's before a lot of things. And up
sure.
in the mountains of Peru, there are carvings, and there's one of a stone there that's multi-racist all around it. There's different races all in within the stone. And so many thousands of miles to the north in Mexico at Pucupuntu, I have it written down somewhere. Another place, they have the creator god. And in the walls around there is every race on the planet carved into them. And this is before Mayans, Incans, and Aztecs. This is way before them. And both places, were, they estimate that they were both wiped out by flood, a great flood. You
right.
have to see where they're at and realize how big a flood would have to be.
Sure. The elevation, yeah. Well, look, what I see...
They can take that any way they want it, but when it updates anything else...
Right.
The problem is, that would put humans living at the same time as, like, creatures that we were never supposed to have seen.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, huh? Well, look, we've got... They're coming at us really hard and heavy because the only way, as you know, that they're going to get all the stuff done is they have to try to take the guns away, and they're pushing, and they're pushing, and every time that idiot speaks or any of the other ones, my head will explode.
What do you think they're going to, I mean, really, what do we think they're going to do with the gun registration? Anybody out there have any ideas, want to call in and talk about it? I mean, is this going to be used against the people?
Of course.
You know it is. I know a lot of people, you know, they get surveys sent to their houses. They don't answer them because they figure it's nobody's business.
Yep. I'm throwing all mine away, too. I mean, not
now. The whole thing here and the push is for power.
Mm-hmm. Absolute
power. You have to understand
yeah.
what stands for tyranny, what tyranny really is. And then you have to understand what Constitution actually says.
Right.
And it says infringe. And I'm taking it that a registry that would keep good citizens from owning guns in any manner would be used against citizens to keep them from owning a gun in any manner, unless they are a threat. And I mean a certified for real threat, not something made up like a veteran just because he was in the military. I know they want to keep every vet from getting a hold of weapons.
Yep.
See, no one puts this together and understands. Why would they be doing these things? Because they fear the people. Well, why do they fear the people? Because they know that they're doing something they're not supposed to do, and it's about to come out.
Yes, absolutely. Well, not only that, yeah, they've declared war on us a long time ago. And when you look, if you like that time, it was a few months ago, and I was reading, and you and your family were listening, and I was talking about the infiltration of the churches. And look, this goes back, this communist infiltration, this New World Order, whatever you want to call it, any of the isms you want to put on it, this started in the 1800s, Bill. So this goes back a long, long time because,
you know what's really funny about it, Linda, is if they'd actually had read the book tells them that they're going to do exactly what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. You mean
they're not
revelation.
Even smart enough to read that and realize, hey, we're doing just what it said we was going to do.
Well, they don't care. They're just being, fallen humans, and they're being rotten, just like Stalin was and just like Genghis Khan was and all the rest of them. It, you know, like the guy was talking about that was from Cuba, and he got out and got to be here, and he became a citizen, of course, and of course he knows his own history. He says, I went through it, you guys. He says, the reason you don't realize what you're doing here is because you don't even know what freedom is because you've never lost it yet, but you're about to. Oh, he was amazing. I hope I can capture that and play it tomorrow.
And that's the truth.
Yep.
Every day, that's it. Until you've lost it, maybe you don't know. Maybe is that why I feel so strongly? Because I did lose it once.
Right.
And
for a short time.
And it's a valuable thing that people, unless they've ever lost it, they don't get. They don't understand.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, and I was telling my mom earlier today because we were talking about a few of these things, and I said these people, you know, like that idiot Melissa, whatever Ms. Mao, I think her name is Harris Perry or what from PMS LSD, talking about the kids as a collective. And I actually put different blog posts on these different things, and I tell these people, look, you want to know what no freedom looks like? You want to know what your collective freedom looks like? You go to North Korea. What's going? You don't even have to go back to Stalin's era. You just go right today and see what Kim Jong-un is doing and has been doing for three generations under that regime, and you see how much freedom, how much you love your damn communism at that point, lady. I mean, they are so stupid. They don't even know current history.
You know that one video, Agenda 21 for Dummies, has been out there for quite a while.
Right.
And in that video, it says exactly the same thing that this teacher is saying, whoever it is saying about the kids belonging to the collective.
Oh, yeah.
They have to make your worship be of the collective. They have to make your total allegiance to the collective. If you got a question, you best ask the collective.
Which means it's called the state. Nothing belongs to you. You didn't build that. Your children don't even belong to you. Everything is for the state. Stalin and Lenin were advocates of that from the get-go. Please.
You want to see the perfect example of it? Look at people living in prison.
Oh, I know. That's socialism.
That is what they are offering you, people.
Oh, it's worse than that.
To be told when and where to do everything. How to do everything, if you can do anything.
Right, at least
who
in prison.
Who you can talk to, who you can and can't be around.
Right,
you know,
right.
If you can or can't travel, all these things.
Oh,
you're
I know.
Up, you're going to give it all up because you wasn't paying attention to them because they were able to keep you distracted because they're coming at you in so many different directions. While we sit here and we can talk about any one issue, but the fact is there's five or six or seven major issues coming at us at once, and that doesn't count all the little tiny things they're doing state by state, piece by piece, and we're being sucked in.
Well, it's getting worse because, and you know about the chemtrails, I'm sure you have figured that out. It's getting so bad here that I have actually thought about this, and I may do it. I don't even know where to take it, maybe to a medical lab and ask them to, I want to get some on a Q-tip or something and put it in a baggie and have them analyze what's on my porch. You know, and maybe some
other. You can go to the store and buy tabs, and they're not Q-tips. They're better than a Q-tip, and those are better to use, and then you seal that into the bag and lock the top of it down, and you send it in to someone to do the sample.
And how much do those they charge for that?
I have no idea. You're in California, and I'd say it was higher than hell there.
if they'd even do it. I'll find somebody.
Yeah.
I'll
here
find somebody.
Here it could be a few dollars. There it would be a couple of hundred. Who knows?
Oh, God, I know. Yeah, I mean, this is the thing that's making me crazy. They're coming at us from all angles. But I've talked about this on Ron's show yesterday, and we've always talked about these things. And I have come to the conclusion that ever since they signed that Declaration of Independence, after the war, they got the Bill of Rights ratified, and we had a constitution. These miserable, evil, global elitist, commie rats, you know, totalitarian philosopher kings have hated that whole deal. They have wanted to take it away from us ever since, and they've been doing it. They started with the infiltration of their communist ideas, and I think in the middle 1800s is when this stuff really came down, and I think that during the Civil War and after the Civil War, the United States changed so dramatically, it would take another revolution to get it back. I'm completely convinced of it. You know, because of what they've done, the churches, they've got the schools, they've got, hell, they've had the media since probably the same time, you know, with the Rothschilds owning Reuters, for heaven's sake. I mean,
well,
and on down the line.
I claim to be a Pentecostal. I follow that faith. And I got to be saying this. I've seen several churches around my area, and they will take off, what they will leave the church, go somewhere else. And they will talk without being, it's man to man. It ain't, he's not a preacher then, he's man to man. And
sure.
they're telling the same thing as you and others, Linda.
Yeah.
They're awake.
Well, that's a good thing. And this is what George Whitefield did, because they kicked him out of the church.
But many churches aren't, because it's about money to those churches and their leaders and this and that.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, it tells you the masses will be deceived. Well, the only ones that call their people masses are the Satanists and the Catholics.
Yeah, well, not and the Maoists.
Well, do they call themselves masses?
Well, the leaders do, like Stalin and Lenin and Chairman Mao. Oh yeah, they call masses asses. Yeah. So you know where this is coming from. And so this is the problem. Since we've all been asleep and people forgot their history, that's how come FDR got away with what he got away with, because originally there was no term limits on presidents. You know that.
Before Franklin.
Yeah. And then they had to change it because they thought, oh, my God, look how he's you know, bastardized the whole thing. And the reason was because these idiots, the bad guys, have erased all the history of the founders, and they lied and omitted and, you know, changed up and about the history of George Washington. So everybody just – all they had was mythology on him, and people forgot about those things. That he was a man of honor, and they said, well, we want you to be permanently the president. And he says, oh, no. He says, two terms is plenty, and he stepped down. And ever since then, if somebody got their little panties in a wad and says, well, I want to be a little mini dictator here and run for more than two terms, they would go, no, you're not either. Do you think you're better than George Washington? And that stopped them in their tracks, but that was lost. And it was done on purpose, Bill, through the indoctrination centers. And I'm telling you, so this is where we're at. And nobody knows history. Nobody will read anything. They make me lose my mind.
There you go. We have a nation of people that are indifferent. They don't find anything important enough, because the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, oh, they can't do that. And then they never look it up. They never look into it to see if they're doing it or not. They just take it at their own mind. They can't do it.
I have
without paying attention.
I have
and,
two. Go ahead.
There's probably more of them people than there are of the Republicans and Democrats and Independents and Libertarians out here fighting that are just walking around and have no clue about anything.
Oh, I know. They're just sheeple. They've got their heads, you know, where. But basically, I have two kind of – one used to be a liberal. Now it's only one of them that's just completely – I mean, she probably watches CNN, PMS, LSD, and all the rest of that nonsense and just sucks it up like Kool-Aid. She'll never change. She'll never get it. One of the gals, I think it was in 08, voted for zero. But then she started waking up when she saw what he was doing and all the things that, you know, she knew enough history without going and delving like I have. She's a little bit older than me. And she started doing some more digging because she realized that this is National Socialism is what he's trying to do. And so she got the book by David Limbaugh, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was regarding Obama and his corruption and all the rest of it. And just from one book, she has learned so much. When I talked to her the other day, I was like, hallelujah, she woke up. I mean, she gets it. She doesn't listen to the media anymore because she knows they're lying. And I'm like, oh, praise the Lord, we got another one. You know, from one book, that's all it takes sometimes, you know. If you're open to it.
We live in a world where everybody's, like, in a hurry.
I know.
They're texting on the road. They're whatever.
And they're sound bites.
Or when they are home, a lot of the – and this just – I'm going to be honest. It just ticks me off. To know guys, full-grown men, who when their waking moments when they're at home is spent playing a video game.
Oh, my gosh.
They live inside their video game.
Yeah. It's the allegory of the cave. Yeah, they're insulating themselves from the truth because they can't handle the truth. They don't want it. They're like the brass monkeys. I'm telling you, you know, hands over the eyes, mouth and ears. They don't want it, Bill. You can't force it on them. So they're going to be the first, you know, to be swept away to the boxcars, go into the FEMA camps.
The only game systems in my house are Nintendo's. What's that tell you?
Those are fun. Those are fun.
And they're not hooked up. I just happened to have four of them because I had six children and, I don't even know if I have any games, but it's just not something we did. We went outside.
Right. One of the things that I had mentioned, and I know that Glenn's talking about it a lot this week and next week, and he started it a couple of weeks ago, and he said, if you want maximum freedom, you had better understand what maximum responsibility is all about. And he was citing all of these things, such as that woman talking about the collective children. And stop abdicating your responsibilities or you will lose all of it. You know, there won't be any freedom. And I mentioned that too on Ron's show. And I said, you can't sustain any freedom if you are not willing to take everything on your own shoulders and stop relying on others, you know, unless it's your community and your close family. I'm not talking about that. But that damn big government, forget it. Get them as far away from you as you possibly can because they will be your demise. And the other thing that Glenn cites too, because George Washington had said this in his speakings, in his quotes, he said, government is like fire. He said, in a sense, it's necessary, but you must control it and keep it small so it's just warm and cozy. Or if it gets to the point where you don't control it anymore and it gets too big, it will consume you. And, you know, that's how he describes government. And it's the truth. That is exactly right. It's fire. You know what I'm saying?
Well, from the ground level up, we have a corrupt system.
Right.
We put Martha Stewart into prison for the very thing our local elected practice yearly and have for decades upon decades upon decades.
Sure.
And that's insider investing.
I know. I absolutely.
Insider trading.
Yeah, because see, they're.
If we can't control that on the local levels, just imagine how bad that gets the higher up it goes.
Oh, I know. I can imagine. And look at the waste, fraud, and abuse. Why do we put up with this? I mean, turtle tunnels and stimulus bills and Solyndra and the FEMA and DHS and the EPA and the SOB. You know what I'm talking about. I'm sick of it. And they throw money like it was water because we keep paying it.
Well, yeah, come up with any stupid idea, somebody will pay, and we'll have a job, and we'll be able to build more money off the government. You're not bilking the government, you fools. You're bilking yourselves.
I know. They're so dense.
You know,
I
want you to look at our government. Why in the hell would we want them in charge of our children?
Oh, my God.
I mean, look at them. They're the last people that you
would
want to hold up. Yeah, I'm sorry, but there's not anybody out there that I'm going to hold up as an example of this is what I want you to be to any of my grandchildren. Not a single one of them.
No.
Not a single one of them.
And this is a very sad commentary on everything that's going on. Look, it's gotten so far out of hand, and, you know, since we started waking up, there's not too many other ways to fight this. I mean, we can go local and we can try to wake other people up, but I think before that happens, Bill, that once that financial collapse hits, and it will hit, I just don't know when, you know.
Well,
and the S hits the fan, everybody's going to be awake because they're going to have a brick wall on their heads, and then, you know, they're going to get their martial law, and we're going to have a revolution. I'm telling you, that's what's coming, because I ain't giving up my guns. I don't care. If I have to go underground, I don't care.
As far as the monetary issues and stuff, I would recommend Ron, but that's Ron's thing, and he's strong at it. But I'm smart enough to know, like, here, all right, they're going to go after pension plans and this and that, and they want to cap.
Oh, I heard. I know. That's what
the
idiot.
Retirement.
Yeah, idiot in chief said he wants to cap the retirement for IRAs and things like that at $3 million.
I got an idea. Let's cut off retirement for elected.
Well,
let's limit their terms.
Well, you know, we can do the limiting by voting them out, and we have done that. But as far as their overbloated salaries and all the waste, you know, and again, I think that Mike from the hot seat, and I know Ron talks about this, and they're right, but you just can't get people to stop paying the taxes. If you could, this would stop in a heartbeat because they would have no money. They don't produce money, even though they print it. They know that they can't do that without the revenue from the people. The whole thing is just one big shell game, and it's
horrible.
The
truth is, they don't have enough gold to cover the money they printed.
No, they don't. Oh, they know it. They lie, cheat, and steal. They're worse than any old Bernie Madoff. I mean, my God, he's a piker compared to these people. Oh, he's a kindergartner compared to these people. It's horrible. Yeah, and then Rod says about the wages. Well, I thought you were talking about union wages. Then you got unions, and you've got all these factions, and the commies, and La Raza, and oh my God.
and we're paying them. We're paying these people to fight us.
Well,
we're providing their money to buy their propaganda, their websites,
sure,
whatever, their print their stuff, their literature, to attack us. And we're the ones paying for it.
Well, the people who actually have a job, you're right. I don't. So I don't even file tax.
La Raza stands for the race.
Oh, I know.
You know, are they listed as a racist group? I'll make you bet they're not.
So they're communists. They're out and out. So is Metro.
But they're also racist. They're flat out racist.
Oh, yeah. I know. And they want the Reconquista. I know the whole
story. Part of the money we give them goes to Oxfam and all that.
Yeah. I know,
and
it's ridiculous.
That's one of the reasons I brought up the Creator God out of Central Mexico and the mountains of Peru.
Sure.
Because that kind of slaps their little thing in the face.
Oh, I know. It's quite hypocritical, but, you know, you're going to find that wherever you go. It's just, you know, what do we do about it? And, you know, and I've heard others say on the different shows, we've just got to stop complying. We've got to stop accepting PC, accepting the draconian laws and all the rules and regulations and all the rest of it. We've got to stop accepting it. That's why I go speak in front of city council. I'm going to continue to speak, you know, until somebody listens.
I would hope that we could have an effect that way, but I'm going to be honest. You know this, and we all know this. There are times in your life where you're going to meet someone who, no matter what you say or do, no matter how much rationale or facts or
I know
stuff you, or stats you put up there in front of them, you're still never going to go. They're going to keep going, keep going. And the only alternative you have is to slap them upside the head.
I can't do that. I mean, I would if they hit me first, but I have dreams about doing that to O-Vomit. God, believe me.
Well, I don't want to see any harm come to him. But I do want to see him be tried and tried for treason and everything else, and
well,
I want
to
see him
the penalty
put
for
into
treason
prison
is hanging.
And put him, well, I would like to see him in prison for, you know, his term so that he could enjoy and live the socialist life that
dream
he dreamed of.
It's not going to happen, and you know, I do believe that we have to wait until God takes him out and judges him.
If things were to happen and we were to go grab him, I'm telling you, somebody on his side will assassinate him because they will be afraid he's going to tell the truth about everybody else.
Well,
he's not
in
a good position either.
Yeah, I think that you and I and others who are awake, we know the truth about his handlers and his cohorts and his Hildebeest and Valerie Jarrett and all the rest of them, Jeffrey Immelt and God knows how many czars and, you know, all these evil ones and Soros, my God, and the union guys, Trumpka and the rest of them. We know the names. It's not about, you know, it's just somebody admitting to something or actual, you know, and do you think that there's any realness to these congressional hearings? I think it's all a big dog and pony show. I don't trust any of them anymore. I don't.
How can we trust him when we all know that Obama holds a position at the UN and the presidency of the United States, which is against the law, against everything, and neither side says nothing about
that?
Not
a word.
That's something
because
they can't deny.
It's a one-party system, and it's them against us right now. I'm telling you.
I have been saying that for a while, and my young friend Mike that had been, you know, pretty much listening to the other side on a lot of things is really turned him on to some things to where he could look into the things himself and figure it out for himself. And he was putting on it today. He understands that it's both parties that we're doing because we're fighting both parties. They're doing the playing us, playing together against us.
As far as I can see, it's as plain as the nose on my face because I'm watching them do it. You know, and then you've got these idiot bobbleheads on the media, whether it's Fox or it doesn't matter which one. I think they're all,
You know, I'm an insomniac, Linda. I actually read that entire damn health care bill when it came out.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I actually have read every page of Agenda 21.
Oh, my God. That's frightening.
I did that. I started doing that in 2006. And so I've seen them put steps in and bring things about. I posted my county's comprehensive plan. The only one, the newest update was 2006. But recently they've made some announcements throughout the county, and if you go back to that comprehensive plan and read it, they're doing exactly what they said then. And it was drawn up by one of the groups that's in with Eichle and Agenda 21.
Yep. Well, see,
you can get very few politicians to even acknowledge it.
No, they won't. Did you ever see the YouTube video? I don't know if I sent it to you. It was the San Carlos meeting and how they treated Rosa Curie and the rest of them. That's the one I would love to get and take excerpts from it if I could, or pare it down to 3 minutes for my speech and play it in front of my city council because it's astounding. In fact, if I could even get two segments or whatever, because it's 22 minutes long, if I could get another or three and get two more people to come right behind me and press the button so it would be a seamless presentation, that would be absolutely fabulous for us, because this would not only wake up the stupid dang city council, it might wake up the people in the audience of the constituents.
Put together a total package would require thousands of pages because you'd have to go to the EPA files, the FDA files.
Oh, I know.
And get out and beyond them, military files and everything else, immigration files, everything, because it's all combined. It's all the same being pushed against us.
Right.
When the idea is to do three things: destroy our economy, destroy our culture, and destroy our ability to defend ourselves. And people, that's look where they're at.
Oh, I know.
Let's loan some more money out to people for houses who can't afford them.
That's exactly.
Didn't that put us in where we're at? And
that's
they say the housing market. Oh, the housing market made a big bounce back. Well, I got to beg to differ with that. How many of them outstanding mortgages were bought up by the Fed?
Well, what they've done
there
is
there was your boost in the housing market.
What they've done is they rehypothecate them, which is what they did to start the other bubble. And
but if you have to do that, that means your beginning math was wrong to begin with.
And the whole thing is, I mean, it's like nobody even knows who owns anything. The whole thing is
corrupt.
We
have to keep changing the name of things, and we have to keep changing the way we do figures, because otherwise the people is going to be able to figure it out, and they ain't going to like it.
Well, you know, there were several books written about the housing bubble, and I think the first one I read was Fleeced by Dick Morris, and the other one was Culture of Corruption by Michelle Malkin. And that was, God, 3-4 years ago when I read those. And talking about how they did it, what they did, where this paper was sent to, a lot of it, these loans were bundled and sent to Dubai. I mean, this is total rehypothecation, and this started the big housing bubble. And guess what? I think it was two or three weeks ago, Obama comes out and wants to do the same damn thing all over again.
we know for sure today that the rebels fighting in Syria are mainly Al-Qaeda, and that we've been aiding Al-Qaeda.
Well, yeah, this is what Benghazi was all about.
Now, would that not be treason, giving aid to our enemy?
Yeah, they've been doing it since when we were looking
at the American public can't see this.
I know. It's because they don't read anything. They don't pay attention. They're out, you know, going to the gym or going camping, or they're hanging out at the latest fancy restaurant, or they're, you know, I mean, this is what goes on here in California. This is what they love to distract themselves, because they can't handle the truth. They don't want to, they want to be the little monkeys. They don't want to see it. And this is what, you know, I'm up against. So people like that, I can't even talk to them. What I would have better conversation opening a book in front of a couple cows in a pasture. They could probably read better than these people. I'm telling you, this is what drives me nuts. And you know what I'm talking about. There are people who refuse knowledge. They just refuse it. They don't,
Rod says that's why a lot of people don't vote. But the truth is, Rod, even if you do vote, you don't know that it's being counted the right way or not with the new machines and stuff.
Let me see who the
everything.
Another caller. Yeah. I want to see. I know. You're on the air, 111.
Who's the other caller?
You.
No, couldn't be me. Who's the other one?
Hmm. No, that's why I unmuted you, and I wasn't sure. Is this Joe?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, good to hear from you again.
Hey, Linda, how you doing?
We're just talking about everything because we're so ticked off.
I'm trying to understand how the public can't wake up and understand.
Well, that's why
look around.
Go ahead.
Linda gave you the answer. Nobody's doing a lot of reading. And the second reason, which is probably the worst one, the second reason, which is not actually the worst one yet, is the fact that when you're trying to wake them up,
uh-huh.
they don't want to take a look at it. And even those, and here's the worst one, those that do know that something's going on, they feel that they can't do anything about it, so they're going to stick their head in the sand.
Well, you know what it is? I would call that a lack of courage. I mean, it's cowardice, and I think that nobody wants any responsibility, Joe. And I've touched on this before, and it's so true.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you. You pay attention to PMS LSD, and it was all over the blaze, and people have been talking about it on the radios. That idiot, Melissa Paris, whatever her name is, talking about the children as a collective, and, you know.
Oh,
they
you
belong,
know what? I'm glad you brought that up. You know,
yeah.
I think that's misunderstood what she said. I haven't heard the video.
Oh, my
but
God.
But I've read.
It was so Stalinish.
Well, that's what people are saying. But the thing is.
Oh, my God.
When I took a look at her, I'm saying, okay, I know where she's coming from. She's a black woman. So in the black community, what they do is this. They feel that the black community is a village, so that their children, because they talk all the time about how years and years ago, if little Johnny did something wrong, right, mm-hmm. at two blocks away from the house. The neighbor had the right to take that kid aside and admonish that kid. And by the time the kid got home, neighbors would call the mommy and the daddy and say, little Johnny did something wrong, and then he'd be in for a little bit of punishment. So that's what I'm thinking she meant. But at the same time, I could be wrong.
You know what?
You're right, because you know, I was brought up in a neighborhood just like that.
Yeah.
In a small town, I mean a real small town, and it was still that way. If I was 3-4 blocks away and did something wrong, that woman, whoever there, they had a right to take me aside and punish me or admonish me or whatever, you know.
Exactly.
Give
me
a talking to, whatever.
It didn't matter what color you were.
And you better hope that if you did something wrong there that she didn't call your mom and tell her.
Right. So that's what I'm thinking that maybe she meant, but at the same time, she tweeted.
Yeah, but the reason I don't trust her is because there was another clip of her, I think, previously talking about, she describing when they're talking about abortion and how much it would cost to, you know, raise a child or letting it come to full term.
Uh-huh.
She was referring to these unborn children as things or it. I mean, okay. So this is where this woman's head is. And if that's not Fabian socialism and eugenics, I'd like to know what you call it.
Yeah.
So
I don't like that girl. Yeah, I could have been. I was thinking that maybe I'm wrong in my assessment, because she also put out a tweet where she is going to forgive her enemies as opposed to explaining what she said. So,
oh yeah,
yeah, she could be a Fabian.
I think she's one of those. I mean, the left is replete with them, and we have a few on the right as well. I mean, we're not we're equal opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
Pointing fingers right here, because we know. We've got we talked earlier before you came on about John McShane. Oh my God, he is so off the wall. I think he and Harry Reid need to have a rubber room with Pelosi somewhere and put straitjackets on these clowns.
Yeah, McCain's one of my pet peeves right now.
It's
funny you touch upon that, because everybody, remember when he was running for president and people were saying how much of a war hero he was?
He was not a war hero.
I know. He went on 25 bombing missions. Geez, Vietnam doesn't have an Air Force, so what the hell do you think he was doing?
I don't know.
Geez, maybe napalm? Maybe.
I don't know.
He wasn't on that. That's what he was doing. He was napalming villages.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not exactly a person to me is war hero.
Yeah, this guy comes from the establishment of the GOP. All he cares about is power, money, control, you know, the status quo.
Right.
I had an uncle that was in the jungles of Vietnam from 1968 till 1972. He was, it might have been, I think it was 64. He was there longer. And I would look more to him as someone, as a representative of a hero, than I would to John McCain.
Oh, of course. The guy's on the front lines. He probably got infected with Agent Orange. He's
a Monsanto product.
Yeah.
Which is wreaking havoc on my brother-in-law right now. That's what I think
Agent Orange?
Happened. Well, I think it might have, because he had two tours over there, and he was on a riverboat, and he was pretty close to a lot of bad things. And so I'm sure he's been affected, because he's always lived his life, you know, trying to eat healthy and exercise and everything and keep his cholesterol down and all these things. And that poor guy's got 7 stents in his arteries because of the plaque buildup, and he's never, you know, none of his family has history of any of this stuff. So my sister thinks that's part of it. And I also think because at the same time he started getting sick like this, they put smart meters in those poor people's area, and they're in a gated community, and they've got about 10 feet between each house, or maybe a little more. And I tried to tell my sister, I said, why don't you let me help you guys fight this, get them out of there? They wouldn't do it. They just wouldn't do it. They bitch and moan, and then nothing, you know. It's ridiculous.
Well, another reason, too, that people aren't waking up is because, they can't see it just by looking around them. I mean, they go to work, they come home.
Yeah, they don't know, of course.
So where is it? I mean, they might see their taxes go up, inflation. But outside of that, they're happy that they're going to have these CCTVs and their traffic lights and stuff like that. So
I know. It's amazing to me. I none of this makes – well, I think that the majority of the people – are totally unaware of it, and I think that they are willfully unaware of it. If that
you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, and when you don't look, I think it was Jefferson and Franklin said it best. You start abdicating your personal responsibility, and you start thinking you're going to get some security. Your freedom's gone, man. This is a bad thing. You cannot abdicate any of it. And we've got to relearn that, and we got to get down real soon.
Yeah, and people do have to wake up. But again, you're right. People are very willfully ignorant of what's going on.
Well, they want total control, and heck, they don't even responsible enough to deal with part control.
Oh, you mean the guys in
yeah,
power?
The ones who push to all these crazy issues and stuff, I live in a country, so it's a whole different world here than there. We're not worried about stoplights and those kinds of things. What we're worried about is, okay, now they're going to start making where I got to have a permit to put up a flagpole or build a doghouse, or I'm going to get fined for this or fined for that, because it's just about stealing and grabbing people's money. That's all it's about.
I know. They've done it
in
California.
Once they have total control, there's nothing else for them to grab. What will they do then? And there's nothing else for them to grab. And
they don't.
What will they do?
Well, they want the land, but they don't want the people. So
exactly,
they're all for world depopulation.
Absolutely,
yeah,
that's the agenda 21.
They only want the people that they can control.
Oh yeah, and the elites on the top pulling the strings, yeah, and putting down the iron fisted hammer on us. Oh yeah, whoever's left. I mean, it's really sad.
I don't think they could ever get there, because I don't think you can ever totally kill the human spirit. Somewhere, deep inside somebody will rise up and say, wait a minute, it'll keep happening.
Oh, it'll keep happening, but then you'll have to
happened,
you
has,
just have the repeat of Stalin and Mao Zedong.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, Joe. That's what I think is going to happen. You can't let them take the guns. We got to fight to the last breath on that one, because then you will go.
Well, that is this is a definitive. This is a definitive sign that they're really trying to close the pinches in on us. All we have to do now is wait for what's the name of that movie with Gene Hackman and Will Smith, Enemy of the State.
Okay.
Because they're implementing the technology now, and it'll probably only take a few years, whereby they can intertwine different elements of the technology with your credit card, your cell phone, and anything else that's going to be done electronically.
Right.
They'll be able to track where you are 24/7. And then they know where you are, and they're going to take away your right to assemble, and they're taking away your right to have arms. They're just going to start killing.
Oh my God. Yep.
Because there can't be enough FEMA camps to go around. So they're going to have to start killing in some way. So they've already implemented the slow kill with the...
Have you had a chance to go to one of those camps?
No. Uh-uh. I like to take my vacations other places.
Well, I can understand that. I've been to one in Newcastle, Indiana. And it's like nothing I've ever seen. And if they get you there, they got these great big ovens. And I can imagine what they're going to do with those.
Yeah. Did you take pictures, Bill?
No, this was years back. I think there were pictures, but that site, we long let that site go. I don't know if I can find them again or not.
Okay.
But these
it's
huge
scary.
Ovens. Yeah. And five layers of fencing.
Yeah, they're not there to contain us. I mean, my theory is that they're not there to contain us for too long, because that would really create a lot of trouble. They have to feed us. They don't want to feed us. So
exactly.
They're going to use us for organ transplants, scientific experimentation.
Sure, like Himmler, I mean, yeah and Mengele. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's
so
disgusting.
That is the future. And as far as I'm concerned, unless there is a revolt within the so-called elite, I just call them scumbags, unless there is a revolt within them, we don't have a chance.
So you, if there's some way for us to continue to hang on to the 310 million guns in this country, you don't think we can revolt against them?
Well, they're taking it away, though, and they're going to make
more.
They
ain't taking mine.
Well, no. But, I mean, people should die in the streets, but that's what's going to happen because they're going to use registration, background checks, et cetera.
Yeah, but all they're going to do then?
You look at Connecticut, you look at Colorado.
Oh, I know.
They're going to be content to do it one or two states at a time. And if nobody stands up to help those states, if we don't put a stop to it in those states,
I agree.
Then they're going to just keep going because they're going to, it just encourages them that, hey, we've got them.
One ray of hope is that there are 1,000 or 2,000 special forces people who have signed an oath to uphold the Constitution, and over 200 sheriffs do the same thing.
No, it was
1,100 Green Berets, but that's not counting the Navy SEALs and all the rest of them.
That makes
so
over 2,000 when you count them.
Yeah, the number is way above that now.
Good. And then, of course, you have the sheriffs.
Exactly.
And then you do have a few states which have enacted some laws which are to not allow gun control. But all you have to do is remove the governors by the next election.
Sure. And here's the thing. You know, there's going to be a lot of people bailing out of states like California where I am. As soon as I can go, I'm gone. I'll be in the hills of Indiana somehow.
Blame you.
And what they're going to do, I think, if they do this gun registry nonsense, they're going to force a black market. They're going to have people doing barter trade, you know, and buying, you know, underground. And nobody who has half a brain is going to register anything. And all they're going to do is create less people registered, you know what I mean, or less guns registered, because we're on to them now. It's like.
So that's one of the purposes of the smart meters is that now these inspectors can come in, take a look around, see if they find anything that looks like it's a gun supply, you know, like a bullet, a magazine.
They ain't getting in my house.
Yeah.
Well, okay, in our place, we don't have the smart meters, and there's places here in Orange County that are fighting it right through the Public Utilities Commission, through the Pacific Gas and Electric, and the whole communities are up in arms, and they're fighting it. They're fighting it through the courts. They're fighting it any way they can, and they're forcing these clowns to take these horrible meters out and put back the analog ones. So there are people who are fighting because they get it. They know. I mean, they've read Agenda 21. They've seen Rosa Curie's tapes and everybody else. So, and they know the hazards. There's just tons of stuff on the internet if you want to find the truth and you want to find people who are actually doing the research and making the videos and trying to wake people up, for heaven's sakes. You can find it, but again, it takes time and it takes effort and it takes personal responsibility so that you can have maximum freedom, people. You know, it's true.
It is true. The only thing is that the demographics of all of America is changing. We're having multiculturalism, which means that in a few more years we're going to have more illegal immigrants that can't speak the language, don't want to speak the language. They're not going to care about American history. They don't care about the American present. They won't care about America's future. All they'll care about is their welfare check. So,
And when the money collapses, where are they going to get their freebies from?
They're not, but by that time it's too late. And
they'll be good
recruits for the government, because the government will step in and say, ¿Qué pasa?
Yeah.
You know, and that'll be that.
Well,
I mean, look, all you got to do is think like them. Put yourselves in the shoes of an all-powerful family like the Rothschilds, and who have had centuries to plan this out.
Sure, and they're doing a great job. Let me tell you,
they're doing a very good job.
I hate them. I just hate them.
Well,
God forgive me, but you know what? And guess what? There will come a time when they will find out the heat of His wrath for eternity.
You know,
they will. Mm-hmm. I believe that. I do. That makes me sleep at night, that they're going to get theirs and they won't like the verdict.
No evil goes unpunished.
Not in his eyes.
It's karma. It's whatever you want to call it. You know, yin and yang, whatever.
I can tell you when they're going to pull
things
the plug.
Things have to balance out eventually.
What's that, Joe?
I said, I can tell you when they're going to pull the plug.
When
the technology becomes advanced enough where you can merge metal and plastic with human tissue.
Right. It's called, what did he, singularity? Is that?
Yeah, humanism. Yeah, you know, to be godlike.
Yeah.
Because that's all they want. That's every dictator, like from Caligula to Nero to Caesar. They all wanted to be gods.
Oh,
That's the dream. So for them to be gods, they have to merge with technology. And when that becomes fairly feasible, that's when all of the world will see the apocalypse. And, people believe in the Bible, but
well,
I don't believe.
Well, it's fairly feasible right now.
Well, they haven't quite got there.
It's a nice theory, yes. And they
I'll bet you that because there was a show about that on Glenn's thing, and I can't remember his name right now, but he wrote the book on all this stuff. Of this technology and the robotics.
Technology is what's going to destroy mankind.
Well, yeah, because it's exactly the same as the government.
Because we are lazy and we build things to do everything for us, and when we build things to do all our thinking and everything for us, then they will destroy us.
Here's the thing. All right, you've got all this stuff. You've got 3D replicators already. You've got all this stuff on the books. And within 3 to 5 years, that singularity is going to come to fruition, I believe. And technology can be used exactly like the government. You've got to treat it like fire. It can be your best friend, but, man, if you don't control it, it will consume you.
Right.
So you've got to, start thinking like –
Technology. Technology is a double-edged sword. It can either benefit you, like you're talking about, or it can actually destroy you. The thing is that they want to become gods. So until that time comes, in my opinion, then they're going to make the noose tighter, but they're not really going to make you hang until they can actually believe that they can transfer their souls, their spirits, and their tissues into becoming an android. Once they do that, they've reached immortality, and the rest of humankind is useless.
Oh, God. Well, I have a feeling that the Creator will have something to say about it. That's just my take on it, because he's slow to anger, but boy, don't take it to that level.
Well, no, everything is going just like it was written it was going to go.
I believe, yeah. And whether you're a futurist or a preterist, I've had that debate with... not a real debate, but I just try to keep an open mind and educate myself and just go forward and try to wake people up. I don't know if you knew this, and I know Bill knows I do this. Every time there's a meeting, I get up in front of that city council and everybody in back of me, and I speak. I only get 3 minutes, but I try to tell them what's going on, because if we don't, at least you have to try. It's kind of like we were talking the other day, nobody's going to be perfect. We're not going to walk on water. Christ doesn't expect us to do that. But at least if you are a believer, you're supposed to at least try to follow his teaching. Just like we're supposed to at least try to be like somebody like Bonhoeffer or Patrick Henry or some, you know what I mean? Stand up for your principles and your rights, for heaven's sakes, or they will steamroll over you without a whimper.
Well, they're doing that now. I mean, there are a lot of people. I mean, there are millions who supposedly are aware of what's going on, but they do like to put their heads into the sand. They like to keep their ostrich asses up. And they feel, you can't fight City Hall and then all that good shit. But,
which was also part of the indoctrination back in the 50s, I believe.
Yeah, well, the public school system has done a good job of making sure believe
in
America.
And that's been over, I'm telling you, I bet it's over 100 years they've been doing that, because even when I brought my books into the house when I moved in with my mom 3 years ago, and she started looking at this stuff and she started reading, 3/4 or the whole thing, whether it was our history of the country or the founding or whatever. And she says, oh my God, she says, they never taught us this in school. And I says, you see, I says, they've been doing this for, and my mom's 90 years old. So this is going back a ways. This is how far back this goes.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. If you ever read the book Dumbing Down of America by, I forget her, oh, Charlotte Isabite, she was one of the public policy makers in, it may have been the Reagan administration.
Oh,
and
wow.
She was in the one meeting where it was admitted that the public policy was
sure.
to dumb down the American student.
Well, they're going full force now because they've got Common Core, which I call Communist Core, and that's exactly what it is. And it's in 45 states. They've got C-SCOPE in Texas. People are fighting it because they're aware. Michelle Malkin's fighting it. I know David Barton's fighting it, Glenn Beck, everybody in my community. I've talked to people. Everywhere I go, I tell them about it. I email people. I send them everything I can,
mm-hmm.
Especially those with children. I haven't talked to my niece yet because her kids are like 5 and 7, and I'm just praying that she even recognizes what this stuff is that they're teaching, that mm-hmm. it's bad. And guess who's at the head of this? Bill and Melinda Gates. He's got his dirty little hands into everything, including Monsanto and GMOs and eugenics.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Lovely man. Like to see him get his due.
A man that'll stand up and tell you that if we can make everybody healthy and eat healthy and everything,
yeah, right.
the population will decrease. That's just
yeah.
kind of, you know.
Oh, he's definitely a depopulating guy. He's
oh,
right
yeah.
up there with Ted Turner and Murray Strong, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
they're in there.
I think all these people like him that are abortion supporters and stuff, that they should be aborted because they're for it. The ones that are against it, you know, and a child don't have a say, so you got to wait till they're older.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I know. But look, we do what we can. Again, I try to educate myself on everything and do as much research as possible, and there's only so many hours in the day. And I know, Joe, you probably have. It sounds like you've kept up on everything pretty much.
Yeah,
that's
I do
amazing.
Research every day. I've been doing it ever since I've had that little
Bill
gnawing
Gates.
In my stomach.
Yeah.
Bill Gates is typical of a lot of people. He thinks that he is super smart. But the truth is, if you were to take Bill Gates out into the country, turn yeah. off electricity, cell phones, no communications and stuff, he couldn't last.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah,
not
he
that
was,
smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're all
he's
like
not
that.
That
oh,
smart.
Let's do that with Harry Reid, Pelosi, and McShane. How about that?
Pelosi. But you know what? That chick is really, I mean, seriously mentally
oh,
ill.
Yeah.
Have you seen the videos where she's bragging about how she was with George Bush when he was president?
Uh-huh.
And she started talking to Susan...
B. Anthony?
Susan B. Anthony.
Okay.
She was talking to her, and the woman was sitting next to George Bush in the chair.
Oh, my God.
I'm not talking about being inspired. I'm talking about talking to not a ghost, but the spirit in the chair. And
yeah.
They've got
I would imagine
videos of... She said this 3 different public times, and people
oh my
are
God.
Clapping. Oh, what a wonderful speaker of that. Are
oh
you
my
out
God.
Of your fucking mind?
Well, here's the thing. That woman, I believe that she's an owner of some vineyards. She's probably had way too much Chardonnay and way too much Botox. I mean, it's time for the rubber room for these people. I'm telling you. That's
but, I mean,
my
not a, that's a clear indication.
She owns,
well, she's not just neurotic or on a power trip. She's literally insane.
Yeah. Well, so is Diane Feinstein.
Who?
Well, she
oh,
owns
Feinstein?
Companies in American Samoa. They're the only country, companies that don't have to pay a minimum wage. I call her the mother of immorality.
Yeah.
To me, that's what she is. I have another word for Hillary. It starts with a W, but I won't say it.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's a communist one. And she's I just call her Hilda Beast. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I have names for all of them. They're not nice. I can't, you know, it's like I try not to think about them. Or in fact, anytime there's a clip of vomit, I have to turn it off.
Oh, vomit.
Yeah, I have to turn it off. There's several names. I can go through them. President Pat Load, President Pinocchio. I mean, the guy is just.
Have you seen the video where he lied in about 2 or 3 minutes? He's made 5 lies.
Yeah. He's amazing. He must have special invisible tape on his nose because it would be growing.
It would be a long nose.
Yeah, he's a piece of work, that one. I call him Barry V.
I'm amazed by the ignorance of the people who keep electing these people.
I know.
Can't they hear them and see them and stuff? And you're out here and you're still supporting this person?
Yeah, they don't. I know. I keep saying in my blogs to people, it's like you people are so ignorant of the facts, and it's like you're lockstepping yourselves onto the boxcars going to Treblinka without even a gun to your heads. Why are you doing this? I've actually done that. And of course, they don't like my comments.
If you've ever taken a look at the pictures, I haven't seen the videos, but if you've ever taken a look at the pictures of the Jews that were rounded up, yeah, there were guards there with guns, but you can tell these people willingly went on the boxcars. They were lulled into believing that they were going to a workplace.
Yeah, I know. And what did the sign over Auschwitz say? Work sets you free in German? Yeah, isn't that special? Oh, my God. Well, no, I think that there were many who were terrified, and the ones who understood, that's why they tried to hide, and the ones who got there and they knew when they were separated from the families who was going to get offed first and how, because, you know, towards the end, of course, because they'd already heard all the stories.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it was too late, and they were forced at gunpoint on there. You know, I would imagine the first roundup, yeah, because they did lie to them. They had them in the ghettos, and these Gestapo would go inside and hang out and drink wine and eat bread with these guys and, you know, try to make them think they were their friends. And they'd say, you know, and so the poor Jews were thinking, oh, they're our friends. They're not going to, you know, do anything bad. And so then they would get information from the Jews and on and on it went. And so they would indoctrinate them and tell them, we're going to, you know, we're doing this to keep you safe. Doesn't that sound like taking guns away to make the children safe? Oh, my God.
Well, not only that. I mean, here in America, they're a little subtle, even though to us it sounds as though they're really, you know, that the Obama and et al., they're really sounding the alarm, you know, letting us know that they're coming after us. It sounds that loud to us.
Sure.
But to other people, it's just, you know, well, we have to keep you safe. But here's something else. I have a video of Hitler of just raking the Jews over the coals. So he was out there. He was very, very evident in his hatred of the Jews.
Right.
And for them to stick around after after hearing that.
I know. In fact, I've read a lot of that stuff in the books I've read. I mean, and it wasn't
quite. Who was there and is here today supporting Obama?
The Jews. I know. They're crazy.
George
the libtard.
Soros.
Well, yeah. Well,
George,
yeah. He's a Zionist.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but the schmucks that are out here that are just, you know, Jewish by heritage, they have been indoctrinated like the blacks. They're voting Democrat.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, they've never set foot in Israel, but they think Israel can do no wrong.
Oh,
what,
I know.
Are they nuts?
Well, Israel is not. If you go biblically, it's not a piece of real estate. It means the chosen. It's a people. It's the tribes. It's the, you know, it's, oh, Israel means people, not damn piece of real estate. And with Hitler, he was quite adamant about this, probably even before he became chancellor, about his hatred of Bolsheviks and Jews and other races. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he and Stalin both at the same time in different countries had their little gas vans going around with their eugenics
program.
But it's
crazy. They did it out in the open. They had these
absolutely
huge mass gatherings, and you saw – I've seen the newsreels. This guy is up there. And he's talking about how the Jews this and the Jews that.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, you know what? They stuck around. After the first time, if I heard something like that, I would say, honey, it's time for us to get the kids.
Let's figure out where the nearest border crossing is.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa.
I got to. Oh, man.
Now, but now we're in a world, where do you run?
Oh, yeah. That's the problem, and that's why I was hoping to get – I'm going to try to find that clip and see if Michael Magic can upload it for me, the guy from Cuba talking about, you know, don't you dare get your guns, man. You are fools.
I'm on the verge of selling some of my land off here.
Next time you get into a discussion with somebody –
a place buried in the wilderness.
If you ever – the next time you get into a discussion with somebody over gun control, because this is what I've said to people. I've never gotten an answer yet. And you say to them, if everybody was to follow the gun control laws, that means that nobody would have guns, right? They would say, yeah. I said, well, do you think the criminals would have guns? And they would say, well, probably. And then I say, well, what would you rather be, in a neighborhood where everybody has guns? Or would you rather be in a neighborhood where nobody has guns and
except
the criminals know which is which?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what happened in that. What was it, New York? In a when they published the non-gun orders in the newspaper. Oh my gosh! I mean, I don't know.
I got a question. Do you think the knife incident today helped or hurt the gun debate?
That's a good one. 14
you know what?
People got stabbed today.
I know.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that everybody who's in on this debate should scream quite loudly. All right, let's start banning every kitchen knife on the planet.
That's right.
And just say, you know, forget having your culinary arts school. You ain't,
that's right.
You know,
no
that's
stainless
it.
Steel cutlery for my family. Nope.
Oh, my God. I am so sick of these people. Yeah, and no, they won't do that. You know they won't do that.
Mm-mm. This will probably be the last blurb about that because there isn't going to be any type of outcry against knife control. You know?
Well, what I'm saying is the conservative side, like us, the libertarian side, should start screaming and saying and making a mockery of it. You know what I mean?
Be,
like a satire.
You shouldn't be
on
eating meat, so you don't need knives.
Oh, God, don't get me started. Mr. Maurice.
Yeah. I mean, you know how they are.
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly. I think Wolfgang Puck and Emeril Lagasse would have something to say about that.
I'm really hoping Maurice is suffering from some major headaches because here the last few weeks, his man-made global warming is getting the crap kicked out of it by the scientists across the world.
I hope Al Corleone has the same problem.
Al Corleone. For Obama to try to quickly rush through a carbon tax.
They've already got one here.
Being proven that it's a scam.
Yeah, they've got it here in California, but what's going to happen here in California? I predicted this 2 years ago, and I'm telling you, it's going to be even worse. People are fleeing the state of California like Pharaoh's Egypt. I mean, they are getting out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's huge. And when the time comes and I get to go and follow them, I will. I'm hanging out with my mom because she's elderly and I don't want to leave her here, especially if the meltdown comes while she's still around.
Right.
You know, she's a sitting duck. There's no way. So, and she doesn't want to move. So get over that. She ain't moving. I can't even get her to go to Encinitas because she has to stop to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. So forget going across country. No, it's not happening. But I
truthfully am amazed people don't have to flee California before they turn to salt.
Oh, I know. Well, once I go, I have to cover my rearview mirrors so that
don't
I
look
don't.
Back.
Yeah, I'm covering all my rearview mirrors so that doesn't happen to me.
Yeah.
And
then here I am. I'm in the middle of the country. I'm looking to the East Coast and the West Coast, New York, California. Damn.
Oh, I know.
I can't go south. That's Mexico.
Yeah, New York and
why
California.
Why not? Join Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, New York and California are the top two on the list of 10 least free states to live in. Mazel tov, the stupid idiot. Oi, I know.
Oi, good night.
I'm a Gentile, but I grew up in L.A., so I got all the idioms.
Oh, it's like they think that the public is so dumb. And I got to admit, the last, 6-8 years have really showed me that these people that go to these high prep colleges like Harvard and Yale and Princeton, they're morons.
Well, those are the breeding grounds for the pathological pathway to power. Let's put it that way.
Not only that, but it's communism.
Yeah, I mean, they can't understand the word illegal. They can't understand shall not be infringed. They totally have failed in science. I mean,
well, Bill,
I don't know what the hell they're learning, but it sure ain't how to be people.
Well, what they're being told is that they can rebuild Babylon and they can have a Stalinist regime without brute force, and they can make people slaves, and they can do this, and everybody's going to be in utopia. They're believing it. They have been. It's like a cult, you know. Those people who have gone through those universities who have their heads filled with all this mush and garbage, what you would have to actually do is try to deprogram them.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right.
I had a guy tell me.
We have to remember, those are kids who are going to college. They've been
right.
programmed, indoctrinated, and brainwashed ever since they could walk.
True. And now the ones who are in the universities, like Bill Ayers and the rest of these clowns, that's the radical 60s communist group and the terrorists, you know. And they've just put on their suits and ties and done their deal, you know, and got away with whatever they got away with, and nobody prosecuted them, or, you know, the system failed. And here we are. And, you know, we're in a mess. But I just pray that I make it through the wormhole and that we can take back this country somehow. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'll fight.
I think it has to come from the inside, because I don't think there are enough people who first off, I think, even if they don't take away our guns, they're going to make it very hard to have ammunition. But you're right, Linda, they're going to start a black market, but that'll make all the guns and the ammo, the price go sky high. So I know.
There's a lot of people who know how to reload, and they have the ability to do so. So I know it's just getting primers and being smart about it. But, I agree with what you're saying, but when you look at the demographics and you realize that there's 310 million guns legally owned by people. And
I'm going to tell you, I don't know where they get that number, Linda. That number's not even close.
Okay, so maybe it's higher than that. And let's say you've got 120 million of us who own those guns distributed amongst that group. How many of the 120 million do you think are patriotic Americans?
Well, let's say even if all of them are, let's say all of them go into the street. By the time they finish firing after about a half an hour, they're all out of bullets.
Yeah, damn. Well, some people have a lot more than that.
Well, they do. But I'm not going to put much forth into the Minutemen of the 21st century when we have choppers and drones and tanks.
You're making the same kind of miscalculation that the government probably is making, too.
Right.
Bullets is not what'll win it. When you're in a war, it's everything. And when you think outside the box, like a lot of these veterans will do, their guns and their bullets are the least of your worries. It's the other things that they will resort to that you better be prepared to take.
If they can create the fire bombs, that'll be great.
Sure.
But other than that...
There ain't a household in this country that doesn't have the stuff to make a bomb.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
If they know how. Right.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, you just go to the... What's it called? Something cookbook. I forget what it's called. You know what I'm
saying. Oh, the anarchist cookbook.
Yeah, yeah. So there's ways.
You can get online. You can get manuals from military. You can get SEAL manuals. You can get Special Forces manuals, survival manuals, and all these things. And like I'm saying, you know, there's a lot of people who make their living in the woods.
Sure.
Especially here in my area, a lot of them make their living in the woods. In the summertime, they're out there. They're piling up ginseng or yellow root or whatever, those kinds of things. They're running through these hills and hollers. It'll never be as easy as the government's going to thinks it's going to be.
That's true.
There'll be a few troublemakers, but when you have the drones and you have...
I know.
See, that's why we have rebellion like that. We have to think about overthrowing the government in the right way.
We've already had people figure out how to override the drones.
Oh,
those
good.
It's been on the internet.
Those are a few that have access to that type of technology.
I'm going to tell you, for every bright guy the government's got, the public's got five.
Yeah, well, there's not too many. Well, I know what you're talking about, Bill, the guys who
when Florida passed their drug law. I said it was the dumbest thing they ever did. It wasn't dumb because they passed that. It's because they use a urinalysis as the way to tell if a person's been on drugs or not. And your analysis is so beatable, it's not funny.
Yeah, that's true.
It's ridiculous. You're wasting the taxpayers' money, and it's costing them more than it would have cost them. Now, if they would have used a hair strand test or something, they'd have had better results.
Right.
But before you go using those kinds of things on the public, I think it should be used on the elected.
Yeah, and the welfare recipients. Oy. Well, we got about 5 minutes left, and I want to thank Joe for tuning in, and Bill and Doc and Rod Luke and everybody that was in today. And I want to do a little bit what we're doing, Joe, is we're getting ready to go to a nice place in Indiana for a reunion for our Patriot families around July 12th. And we just, you know, we did it last year, and we have 3 days of enjoyment, fellowshipping, you know.
Yeah.
This time, and we exchange ideas on the government and everything, and we have a lot of laughs and plenty of Chardonnay for me because I love wine. And I'm taking my yellow pad along with a few other things for people to distribute for them, and I'm going to take notes because Bill's got a whole bunch of stuff that he needs to teach me, like that anarchist cookbook number, et cetera. So it's going to be pretty wild. And Bill, did you want to – well, I'll go to Joe and give you a parting philosophy shot here. Go ahead.
Nah, I'll just say hopefully people will wake up because our future isn't looking too bright to me.
I know, and I agree with you that we should have a grand jury and just arrest the whole damn group.
Yeah, it'd be cool. I mean, they did it on 24. Remember the TV series?
Yes.
How they arrested the president in 5 minutes?
Oh, God.
Could you imagine the jobs we could create just to deputize people to go around and arresting the crooked politicians across country?
That would be so much fun. Okay, I'm going to let thank you so much, Joe, for calling
in.
You helped make the show.
Right.
That was great. I'll be on tomorrow night about 7 p.m. Eastern, right from the left coast. And Bill, a parting shot before I play a tiny bit of music. And thanks, Doc, and everybody, and Rod.
We got to keep praying, keep our faith, and keep looking, and be alert. And keep getting prepared. Be prepared for the worst.
I know.
If it happens, you're prepared. If it doesn't, hey.
Yeah, we got extra food.
That's right.
Okay,
God bless.
Thank you. God bless. I'm going to play this poker face if I can get it. There we go.
Too many people in America fear their government, and the government is being run by too many powerful agencies like the IRS and others. I think it's time the people take the country back through their representative government.
Hey, Mr. Politician, living on that hill. Land.
Good night, guys. Thanks a lot. Be blessed. See you tomorrow.